This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Where you at? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit, and we do anything we can to expose bullshit. If you are angry and want the truth exposed, then prepare to be shocked. If you can't accept the way we do it, the way I deliver the news to you, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I do not hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit, no matter what side you're on. Which means, if you're a Freemason and you are a 9/11 truther, then in my book, you're evil. There is no such thing as gray areas. When you start making gray areas, like, well, you know, you have to do it this way, or, you know, it's acceptable to do it wrong sometimes. You know, when you start compromising with doing the wrong thing, then you're evil. You're going down a slippery slope. Then you become just like the people we are trying to fight. So it's either you're right, or you're wrong 100% of the time, either way. Is it right to be a Freemason? No, of course not. It is not right to be a Freemason. It is not right. It is wrong. I make no concessions to that. None. Absolutely not. And if you tolerate that, then you're just as bad. And yeah, that's that. I am calling out Craig Fitzgerald of We Are Change New York on why is that fucking acceptable? It's not. But anyways, before we get started with our topic, we get the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, rule of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? Like, you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God sent the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass, dude. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this own topic I bring up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, if you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers can get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend X. Amen. First, before we get started, I also like to thank Pastor James David Manning for coming on the show on Monday. Again, he's always a fantastic guest. If you want to download it, it's already up, so feel free to download it, listen to it. He stopped by for a 30-minute interview about what's going on recently and giving his opinions about what's going on in this country. So now today we're doing news and commentary. We go through the news stories that really should be interesting you. It should interest you. How's that? It should worry you. It should make you want to do something. I'm not a fear monger. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to do anything like that, like certain people. Alex Jones. No, because there are simple solutions to this. You know, if it comes down to just taking your money out of the system, again, just take your money out of the system, get off the grid. Because I'm talking to many people, and people with, especially people with hands-on skills like being a contractor of some sort, where they could get a job anywhere and get paid cash and not report it, then hey, do that. Stop paying these people. Educate yourself on how to protect yourself legally. I mean, but if you do own a business, then unfortunately you have to pay taxes. But that's if you own a legal business. If you're working for yourself, like, off the books, then fuck them. Fuck this government. Really, they really don't need your money. They really don't need it because they're just squandering it. And how the hell are they expecting taking money away from you, and you can't say how it's spent. It's being squandered, especially by Obama. Anyways, foreigners are dumping U.S. debt by largest amount ever. This is by ABC News. Foreign owners of U.S. debt reduced holdings in December by largest amount ever. Foreign owners of U.S. debt reduced their holdings by the largest monthly amount ever in December, with China offloading so many treasury securities that it is no longer the largest foreign holder. According to new data released Tuesday morning by the Treasury Department, foreign holdings of treasury securities plunged by $53 billion in December, a record drop. China led the sell-off, reducing its holdings by $34 billion. Japan, meanwhile, increased its holdings by $11 billion to become the new largest foreign holder of treasuries. As the end of December, Japan held $768 billion of U.S. government debt, followed by China at $755 billion, and then Great Britain at $302 billion. After increasing its holdings by $25 billion during the course of the month. In the last year, there have been consistent concerns that China and other nations might reduce their holdings of U.S. government debt as the U.S. continues to rack up record deficits in the wake of the recession. If foreigners were to undertake a massive unloading of U.S. treasuries, the country could have to make higher interest payments. Earlier this month, Moody Investor Service cautioned that the U.S. could be in danger of losing the AAA rating for its treasury bonds unless the nation's deficit gets brought under control or the economy grows more than expected. However, on February 7th, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner told ABC's Jake Tapper on This Week that that will never happen to this country. When people were most worried about the stability of the world, they still found safety in treasuries and the dollar, Geithner said. That is a very, very important sign of basic confidence in our capacity as a country to work together to fix problems. Again, all right. This deficit, this government will love to just put it on you. This government loves to blame the people for where it's at. No, we're in two wars that we don't need to be fighting. One war, one war. I believe, all right, Afghanistan. Even though that's being fought like a retard. Even though we both all know that Afghanistan, you can't win a war in Afghanistan. You can't. It should have been, you should have just bombed the hell out of it and then bring troops in there. If you believe the whole, we were attacked by outside forces, which, as a 9/11 truther, the evidence just points to other people. It's just silly how this is all going on. I mean, this government just would love to blame you and I for the way this economy is. Especially even though it's the government's fault, they made bad choices, or Oh, goodness, I'm having a brain fart after brain fart after brain fart. They deliberately made bad decisions. They've made bad choices. They spent up all your money on bullshit. But if you want to help, again, who's to say that, why can't Americans take on American debt, United States debt? Buy bonds, you know? Buy bonds, or, if you want to, make a gift, you know, donate to the United States. Like, I keep saying this before, this is, make a cash gift to, I'm trying to find it. Cash gift to the United States. Because, I mean, look, if everyone, like, puts in some money, I mean, to bring down the debt a little bit, I think we would be in a better way here. Donate to... Goodness, I can't find this shit anymore. Okay, wait. How to donate to the United States? What the f... Oh, I really should have just put it up when I had the chance. I'm trying to find it. Can't find it. Oh, well. Anyways, yeah, I was trying to find a way to donate to the United States. There's a way to donate to the United States where, you know, it's totally tax deductible. You donate and you take it off your taxes. I mean, I wonder if someone was to pay the whole national debt, or if it was a consortium, I wonder what would happen if a corporation was to step in and say, oh, we're going to pay off all the debt. I mean, I think we could all do it. Just, again, legalize hemp, marijuana, legalize it. I'm not talking about legalizing all the hard drugs. Just, people are going to want to smoke it. Come on, capitalist society, capitalize on what people want. Especially if you export it, what? Come on, American Kush? Hello? Yep. But of course, these dumbass politicians don't really think with their fucking right head, you know? Fucking think with their little heads, man. They're a bunch of dumbasses. Anyways. More about the economy here. U.S. summons only super elite bankers to post bailout meetings. The Bush administration summoned executives from leading banks, this is back in 2008, to a meeting in Washington Monday afternoon to work out details of the $700 billion plan. Remember, as you know, they're left and right. Republicans, Democrats, both full of shit. I hope, you know, even though, okay, fine, Obama doesn't deserve all the blame. Don't get me wrong, he deserves a good chunk of the shit he's doing too. But remember how fucked up Bush was? It started with him. We warned you that Obama was going to continue the Bush bailouts, the Bush shit. He is now being viewed as Bush light. Like, the shit is cute. It's not. It really isn't. We warned you. Anyways, and as they say in Chicago, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. For the record, those expected at the table are Goldman Sachs CEO Lo Blankfein, Morgan Stanley CEO John Mack, Citigroup CEO Vaikim Pandit, JP Morgan Chase & Company CEO Jamie Dimon, and Bank of America Corp CEO Kenneth Lewis were all asked to attend. There were some speculation that Paulson might have expanded the invitation to at least three other CEOs from various regional banks. The FDIC directly examines and supervises about 5,250 banks and banks and savings banks, and Paulson invites at most eight bankers to discuss how to divvy up $700 billion. It was expected that whatever comes out of the meeting will be used to put the finishing touches on the plan. Sources are saying. AP reported its sources as saying. So there you go. There you go. Again, that's just little history lesson. But it all started with Bush, like it all started with Clinton. I mean, come on, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you're Republican doesn't mean you're not a liberal douche. Which is why I mostly attack liberals and liberal thinking. Conservatism is the way to go. And I'm not talking about Republican conservatism, because that's not real conservatism. This is why we need a third party. This is why we need a new way of thinking. This is why the old shit isn't working. People are like, oh, how come it's not working? Ugh. Because they're idiots. They're not in it for the greater good. They're not in it. Almost all the politicians that are in there are not there because they care about you or they really want to make a difference. They're just there to get the piece of the pie. They really don't give a shit. And really, if it was the case that, oh, is someone really making a difference? Oh, they censor you. They could call you crazy. They call you nuts. They call you a conspiracy nut. They say you're certifiable. When you're talking about real issues, you know what? You don't spend money to make money. You save money. And I was actually listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and he made a good point. You really want to save the economy? How's about you cut taxes? How's about you stop getting in the way of corporations and companies trying to make money? That's what it is. Stop. You're over-regulating everything. You're not allowing companies to make money. You're making them pay all these freaking taxes, and they have to either cut costs or pass the cost on to consumers who can't afford it. So if they can't afford it, they're not going to buy it, and they're going to go find a product probably made in China or Japan to fix it. I mean, come on. It worked with John F. Kennedy when he cut taxes. It's the smart thing to do. It'll help grow the economy. It'll help grow jobs. I mean, on top of that, if you freaking lighten up on the regulation, again, hemp and marijuana, legalize it. You lighten up that, you'll see jobs coming back. But no, again, this country doesn't care about you. This government doesn't give a fuck about you. They don't care. They don't care. Which means it's up to you. You gotta do it your damn self. Everyone's gonna have to start taking responsibility for themselves and start producing for themselves and help other people and do it themselves. Because this government isn't gonna do it. They're sabotaging you. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to sabotage you. I'm talking about you, the normal person, the person that's listening, the person that's downloading. That's what they want to do. They're trying to sabotage you. They don't give a fuck. They have an agenda that they're trying to push, whether you believe in the New World Order or not. There's something big about to happen. There's going to be an economic collapse, and what's going to happen? This government is going to want you to get an ID card, want you to do this in order for you to get a piece of bread and something to eat. They're going to want to identify you. They're going to want all this shit. And the thing you should be asking you for, ladies and gentlemen, where the fuck did they get the money to start doing all this? Where's the money to do all this? We don't got no money to do for jobs and all that, yet they got money to corral everyone. That's because there's a plan in the works. It's a plan that's been being laid for a while. It's going to be an economic collapse. Watch. Something's bound to happen. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out, go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sitters waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order that you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. An additional 2,000 bonus points only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's here to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. What a shocker. Shocker, shocker, shocker. They're going up to people's houses with GPS and a scanner. You know, the U.S. Census, you know. And this is from the New York Post. What a waste. Census bigs already count blown bucks. Census Bureau already counting wasted money. No shit. The nation's headcount hasn't even begun in earnest, but the U.S. Census Bureau has already managed to waste millions in taxpayer money for everything from training employees who never worked to doling out gas reimbursements to people who barely left their car, a new audit has found. And the small fortune already frittered away could be just the beginning. The Commerce Department Inspector General's Office, which conducted the audit, warned that the waste could balloon even higher once the $15 million headcount kicks off in full next month, unless there are tighter spending controls. The audit focused on a Census Bureau and project to update the agency's maps and mailing list. The $444 million project, which took place in the fall, involved about 140,000 temp workers who were paid to survey the streets one block at a time. The operation finished ahead of schedule, but still managed to run 25% over the initial cost estimates and an overrun of $88 million. Some $3 million was squandered because the agency paid $300 apiece to more than 10,000 workers who then quit or were let go without doing any work. Yes, this is an Obama America. Wasting money. Yes. Money that we don't fucking have for a fucking census that we don't fucking need, which does no fucking good. Oh, what if there's a natural disaster? Katrina? Oh, really? Like what the U.S. government did with Katrina? I actually did that. There was a Puerto Rican festival last year over the summer, a Puerto Rican Pride festival, you know, which was overly fucking, overly sponsored, overly corporatized. See, I mean, when it comes to certain things, I want corporations and governments to stay the fuck out. But of course, they were both there. They want to recruit us. They were recruited. The army was there, you know, with video games and basketballs for the little kids to get them. Yeah, I want to join the army to play basketball and play video games all day long. Yeah. Yeah. All that fucking mind control. McDonald's was there, which, you know, hey, you know, get yourself the McDiabetes with a side order of heart attack and, you know, explore your culture, which they had a rolling museum of Spanish music. Most of those motherfuckers weren't Puerto Rican in there. The exhibits were Mexicans. So I mean that's, you know, they're like, oh, Hispanic. No, it's a Puerto Rican heritage festival. Puerto Rico, sponsored by McDonald's. Damn Skippy Vortex. Exactly. That is exactly it. And that's the shit that pisses me the fuck off. And of course, the U.S. Census is there, so I'm having a discussion with the lady. Of course, my father's there. He doesn't want me to start trouble. But, you know, this is the shit that kills me. I try to start a group, a Spanish group, and it gets fucking sabotaged by Luke Rakowski and the West of We Are Change because, oh, it's racist to name it We Are Change Latino. It's wrong. It's wrong to start a group based on race. No, it was based on fucking language. Because, look, there is no Spanish alternative media. There is none. There's no one that's giving out real information in Spanish. Nowhere. If there is, I wish more Spanish people would fucking organize. But the people that I try to fucking organize with are a bunch of fucking zombies. And they would rather criticize me because I believe in God. And I'm not a fucking follower. I don't fucking suck
some dick because you're a big guy in the mood. No, I'm sorry, I don't. Which is why there's absolutely no one else fucking doing. There's no one. I was hoping at the very least that someone would have picked up the slack after I had to fucking quit. But no, there is none. And I'm I don't know. Maybe soon I'll start doing it again if I could get fucking people to help me translate and shit in Spanish. Get a fucking Spanish media going. Hopefully, maybe you know, get some funding going, because I can't do it on my own. I just realized I can't do the shit on my own. No, I got zero help because no one gives a fuck. Because this whole fucking 9/11 truth movement, the whole Tea Party movement, bunch of racists. They're really racist. Because you try to say, hey, can we get something in Spanish going? No, because they're all illegals. No, they're not all illegals. Oh, then why don't they learn English? Okay, well, yeah, that's a good point. Why don't they learn English? Fine. But they're not going to learn English in 5 minutes. So we got to freaking help them out. Yeah, well, that's the thing. We are Change Spain. All right. Well, yeah. But that's the thing. That there's the Vortex is like, why don't you get in touch with We Are Change Spain? Because they're different dialects of Spanish. The dialect of Spanish they speak. In fact, it depends which part of Spain they're in, because they're different dialects of Spanish in Spain. They're not depending on the area. Possibly if there's a We Are Change Madrid, I probably work with them. But if they allow me to, because, you know, especially my name, Louis B. Oh, you criticize Luke Rakowski? Oh my goodness. You can't ask questions of Luke Rakowski. And I swear to God, I'm not dealing with no fucking Luke zombies. I'm not dealing with sheeple. I refuse to deal with sheeple. I need people with independent minds. I need people who are willing to think for themselves, willing to think outside the box and not do the same fucking thing. Yeah, okay, you're right. I can at least look into it. But I mean, I really need, you know, but I really need an American movement here. I need something local. I need to work with people locally. I can't, you know, that's thousands of miles away. That's the problem here. We need to get something moving here. And get it into the hands of, we're going to need to get it into the hands of the people here. Actually go do street actions, actually get into the dirt here, and actually start something in Spanish, and preferably something not associated with the We Are Change name. I'm sorry. I need something completely independent. I need to work with someone completely independent of the shit here. Someone that's willing, you know, people that are willing to actually go out and be dedicated about the shit. And actually really start getting in there. Yeah. It's like, this is the shit. But again, talking to the lady at this Puerto Rican Heritage Festival. She's like, well, what about, you know, getting money for kids in school? I don't have any kids in school. I don't have to worry about kids in school. In fact, I'm doing my state income taxes. And there's a credit for me to take because I don't have any kids in school. So I'm going to be getting an extra $300 back because I didn't know there was a credit for people who don't have children in school. So I'm going to be trying to get my money back because not only am I not paying for this stupid-ass educational system that can't fucking educate kids. I'm tired of freaking paying for students for kids who act like fucking animals. In fact, I'm probably gonna end up filming kids coming out of school someday, probably tomorrow when I don't have a show after, you know, at 3 o'clock I'm gonna stand in front of a high school and show you how fucking American kids act in New York City. On how they fucking talk. They're fucking animals. And my tax dollars are going to educate them?
They can't even tell me who the fucking Secretary General is. Ban Ki-moon. They don't even know who fucking Ban Ki-moon is. They don't know what the Constitution is. They don't know how it protects them. They don't know because it's not taught to them anymore. They're not taught civics. They're not taught anything anymore. They just know America won the Revolutionary War. Why did it start? What happened in the American Revolution, which started it, similar today? What's going on today? No, they don't know. They can't think. And they don't want to think. They don't want to think about it. They just cover their eyes. They don't care. They don't know that freaking Jay-Z is a fucking Satan worshiper and he shouldn't be listened to. Why not? It's the shit that pisses me off. They don't give a fuck. They're talking new way math that doesn't make sense yet. Well, and that's the shit that's really fucking killing me right now. And that's and it really gets me angry. So, like again, back to the I keep going on a fucking tangent here, but I mean the thing that's really when it comes to this. The census, I mean, like, yeah, no shit, it's a waste of money. They shouldn't be doing it anymore. It's archaic. In fact, the free market takes care of that. Freaking corporations take care of that. Really, I mean, I'm all for competition. We need competition. If there's a company that does what the government does better, so be it. Put the government out of business in certain aspects. It's like, okay, well, we do healthcare better because we do this and, stop. But the government doesn't believe in competition because you know what it does? It has the power to overregulate somebody out of existence. They're able to create laws that favor them and screw over private industries that could do the job even better, possibly less cost and more efficient. I mean, I'm all for, and again, if I was freaking president, there'd be so many things I'd be outsourcing to private companies, private American companies. Do the job even better. Okay, as soon as the job's done, okay, well, we'll review your contract and we'll come up with with some pricing and all that and do this. Okay, oh wow, we saved a couple billion by doing that, and we helped create some jobs? Yeah, cool, fuck yeah, alright, good. And we don't have to, the thing that wastes the most money, because I bet all this money from this, the census, this 400, the $88 million overrun, I bet most of that shit is from fucking bureaucracy, or the fucking red tape, or the wastes. If they really want to save money, if they really want to, because most companies don't want to waste money. They're not gonna waste money. You give them, you hit like here's your budget. You spend it on what you need. After this, you ain't getting more. Tell you what, they're gonna do whatever in their power to save enough money so that way there's a lot left over for the rest for something else for them to buy themselves a yacht and shit. They're gonna try to do it on the cheap. That's called a free market. That's called capitalism. That's called real capitalism. And then you spend less. Shit. Give a company $100 million. Be like, hey, you know what? Do the fucking census. Here's $100 million. If you go over this, then you're fucked and we're gonna prosecute you for stealing money. Make it work. Competition is a sin. Competition breeds Yeah, Vortex is like competition, and I think he's being sarcastic. I'm all for competition. Competition breeds innovation. All right, two tire companies. You're gonna tell me like, let's say there's two tire companies, Firestone and Michelin. All right, Firestone wants to be better than Michelin. Michelin wants to be better than Firestone. You know what they do? They try to better the technology. They try to make a better wheel. They reinvent the wheel. Ha ha ha. You know, there you go. That's the pun of the day. They try to reinvent the wheel. They try to make it safer. They try to make it so that way it doesn't get popped easily. Maybe they'll come out with something, you know, they try to be better. They try to one up each other. You know what that means? You know who wins? The consumer. Because there's not as a better product. Competition breeds innovation. Because you know why? The one who has the better product wins the money. Gets the contracts. Gets people to buy their product. And that's the thing. The competition, the government services need to be competing. And you know what? The federal government needs to keep its nose out of it. You know, not try to overly regulate, because overly regulate private industry. Because you know what? They're not regulating themselves. They're not. Because it costs money to regulate ourselves. It's cheaper just to let the shit go on. Which is why whenever government has services, it's usually to crap. Which is why the U.S. Postal Service is no longer .gov. The U.S. Postal Service is no longer government-run. It is now a private entity. It is now a private company. And now they could, they're the cheapest around to ship. And I mean, sometimes they're not efficient, but now they have to compete with FedEx and DHL and UPS. They have to compete in order to stay alive. You know, they reinvent the car and then it falls apart. And guess what? If the car falls apart, no one's going to buy that car. I tell you what, Toyota's fucked. Toyota is fucked. Toyota used to make the best cars out there. And guess what? I got family that especially my mother. My mother used to drive a Toyota. She did her homework. Toyota's back in 96 were one of the best cars out there. She bought herself a Toyota. Lasted 12 years. In fact, it's still running. It's still running right now as we speak. Because she just gave it to somebody. You know, got it nice and fixed up, and that's it. Gave it to somebody. Now she did her homework again, and she decided to get herself a Honda. Now she got a Honda. People who are choosy consumers, who are willing to do their homework, are going to go for the good car. Are going for better quality cars, because you know what? They don't want to constantly spend money fixing it or buying a new car over and over and over again. That's what smart people do. And the person who, again, and that goes with competition. You know, okay, we're going to build a stronger car, a better quality vehicle. Working for, you know, and that's the thing. I don't work for free. I don't. I refuse to work for free. And that's T-I-R-E-S in tires. So you ever have triangular tires? Not. It's trying to promote walking. Ah. Okay. Now they're trying to promote. Now it's to promote walking. Oh shit. And that's the thing. You know, people will drive. I mean, again, people will always do what's cheaper to keep more money. The people will naturally take public transportation. You know, that's the thing that really bugs the shit out of me is it's just there's certain people out there that don't believe in competition. Well, competition is not good. Well, no, competition breeds innovation. Competition, competing with somebody else forces you to be better. It forces you to grow. It forces you to be stronger. You know, I refuse to work for free. I refuse to do something for nothing. I will give my best work. I will bust my ass the best way I can to get more money. Yeah, I want to make as much money as I can. I'll get the training. I'll fight for the experience. I will fight for the job to get it, so that way I could train even more. Why? Because I want more money. I don't want to just be comfortable. I want to be able to store for a rainy day. If that means I gotta come up with a better way to do things, then fine. It forces me to do that. What distinguishes me from someone else? What makes me better than someone else? And you gotta really think like that. If you really want to succeed, you gotta think, what makes me better? What can I do to make myself better than the next person? I'm not talking about as far as racially speaking, no. I'm talking about as far as skills and talent. And that's what it comes to businesses. Tell you what, if the government stopped overly regulating other businesses and really allow companies to really compete, tell you what, either the government would stop doing what it's doing, which would save us money, or do it better and cheaper and save us money. If it really gave a fuck. But they don't. Because they reward incompetence. Again, if you stop rewarding incompetence or just stupidity or people without a goddamn clue, this would be a lot better country to live in. You can store on a rainy day, but you could also make the world a better place like you are now. You just got more to work with. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, look, you're wasting money, man. If I was Obama, I'd be like, okay, we gotta plug up the leaks. Before we worry about fucking healthcare and all that shit, plug up the leaks. Where are we wasting money? Gotta stop wasting the fucking money. Just fucking ridiculous. Ooh, Carnival. Rio de Janeiro, I just love how these, in Rio de Janeiro, these women just run around fucking naked as hell. Samba, and they're just walking around in fucking bikinis. God, I gotta go to Brazil one of these days, and I gotta learn me some Portuguese. Damn. These women are just walking around butt naked. Oh, God, I love Brazilian women. Brazilian women are fucking hot. Oh, there's a fake titties, but I love them anyways. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures now of Rio de Janeiro during Carnival, and oh, my God. Oh, I could just eat her out for what? Nice. That's it. I really gotta go to Brazil. Man, one of these days, get me a. Either that or just date me a Brazilian woman. Oh my goodness, that's barely covering the areolas. Oh, that's barely even covering. Oh, that's not even. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Zoot Zoot Riot, Riot, throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Zoot Riot, whip full of comb for your coal black hair. Zoot Zoot Riot, throw back a bottle of beer. Yeah, I'm looking at freaking naked pictures of, not naked pictures, they're not naked, but, you know, they're damn near close to naked. A carnival. Anyways, back to this. I don't know if you guys were able to see any of the Super Bowl commercials, but on Hulu, Hulu.com, they had some of them, and one of them really bothered me. This is from Audi, the Audi green car, 2010, and Audi had the Super Bowl commercial of green police arresting people for not recycling and using plastic bags. How long do you guys think when this will stop being comedy and start being reality? The green movement is not only a liberal religion, but soon to be part of our slavery. I am all for using less, but again, forcing someone to do it, especially when the data from global warming has been fudged, is ridiculous. So they're actually trying to sell the idea of green police with a rocking tune, like, the green police, going through people's trash, seeing if they freaking recycled batteries and shit, and actually just going on to people's private property without a warrant, and measuring, oh, this hot tub is too hot, take them in for waiting, you know, for doing something on their private house. Like, it's a big fucking game. It's fucking hilarious. So, it's funny. It's not funny. It really isn't. Forcing people to be enslaved, especially, again, they fucking fudged the numbers in order to get government money, which means Al Gore should be stripped of the Nobel Peace Prize, and it should be given to, I forgot that other lady who actually saved Jews. She saved the Jews. It's fucking ridiculous. So, anyways, we're going to take another quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out, go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner, that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture. Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sitters waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points out of every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery units. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR 69, in addition to 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go. Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Cause I got a crush.
He's Barack Obama, he's here to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Hello! So, wow. Finally, New York questions health claims of some 9/11 responders. Lawyers defending New York City against thousands of lawsuits filed by September 11th emergency responders say many of the claims are baseless and have asked the judge to dismiss some of the first cases headed toward trial. In a series of court filings late Tuesday, the city's legal team detailed several instances in which it said people who claimed to have been sickened by World Trade Center ash were already ill before the attacks. One former fire department battalion chief who attributed respiratory problems to the dust had been granted a disability pension for the same type of breathing ailments in 1999, the city said. A 400-pound utility worker who said he developed shortness of breath and other health problems after being deployed to Ground Zero had breathing problems diagnosed before 2001, the city said. Yeah, of course, they're going to find the people trying to bite off the system, but they're real people who are dying. There are still 40,000 sick and dying first responders. And still, they were lied to at Ground. They were lied to. And duh. You know, the pulverized freaking dust is not normal. It's not normal. It can't be good for the body. City lawyers also cited the case of a Staten Island construction worker who blamed a litany of health ailments on exposure to Ground Zero dust, even though he had previously filed a medical malpractice case blaming some of the same problems on a chronic gastrointestinal disease he had since the 1990s. The city asked the judge presiding over the case to dismiss 17 suits on a variety of grounds. Paul Napoli, the lead lawyer of more than 9,000 police officers, firefighters, construction laborers, and other Ground Zero workers, dismissed the city's motions as posturing. He thinks these guys should go home and get no money, Napoli said of James Tyrell, lead attorney for the city. He does not think much of police officers or firefighters. He predicted that some of the same cases criticized by the city as baseless would be embraced by jurors as compelling. Tyrell accused Napoli of repeatedly making slipshod filings that misstated how much time workers spent at Ground Zero or the severity of their illnesses, with few specifics on how the city was to blame. on the eve of the trial, the time of the boilerplate allegations, and more, and for more excuses, has run out. Tyrell wrote, the Associated Press conducted its own review of some of the first cases headed toward trial in the legal battle and reported February 7th that some contained inconsistent information about worker health problems or the time they spent at Ground Zero. Napoli claimed the investigation misinformed. Napoli's firm has been locked in a lengthy legal battle with the city and Ground Zero construction contractors over the health of workers who spent time at the Trade Center site. They're arguing that thousands of workers were sent into toxic conditions without proper gear and are now sick with a variety of cancers and respiratory problems. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein has adopted a strategy of selecting just a small number of cases for trials with the intention of using those initial court battles to craft a settlement for the rest. They initially picked 30 cases for trial, but that number is now being whittled to 12. The city's filing Tuesday illustrates how difficult it might be for some of the plaintiffs to link their illnesses to... Yeah, no, of course, because the city doesn't want to pay. The city just wants you to shut the fuck up and die. Exactly. The federal government and New York City just keep passing the buck. Oh, it's not us. It's your problem. It's not us. But yet the 40,000 sick and dying first responders are still dying. They're still dying. There's still people who are dying. And look, just because, this article is trying to say is like, oh, just because a few of them might have already been sick and they're just trying to bite off the system, which that it comes with the territory where everything doesn't mean that the rest of them are not sick because of Ground Zero. There were a lot of people that spent time at Ground Zero that are still sick. There are people that lost part of a toe, part of a foot at Ground Zero. So yeah, there you go. Several of the cases involved people with limited exposure to Trade Center dust, including Consolidated Edison workers like Robert Galvini. Galvini's lawyer had initially claimed that he was never provided a respirator of any kind when he was deployed to help repair the electrical grid in Lower Manhattan after the attacks. But in a deposition, Galvani said that was false. Every Con Ed worker, he said, was fitted with special full-face respirator with filters, cleaning pads, booties, and gloves before they were allowed anywhere near the Trade Center site. He said he wore his respirator religiously. The city also said Galvini weighed between 400 and 450 pounds at the time of the attacks and had sleep apnea, hypertension, respiratory problems, and diabetes diagnosed prior to 2001. City lawyers are questioned with the also questioned the health claims of former fire department battalion chief Richard Arthurson in his suit filed in 2005. Arthurson blamed Trade Center dust for ailments including asthma, bronchitis, and other respiratory problems, but the city said those conditions predated 9/11. In fact, Arthurson retired from the fire department on $110,000 per year disability pension in 1999 after he performed poorly on a lung infection test and was found to have severe bronchial asthma and obstructive airway disease. Napoli and other lawyers working for plaintiffs said they didn't have the details of Tuesday's individual cases at their fingertips. But said research has shown that some 9/11 responders were pre-existing asthma and other health problems, so their conditions worsened substantially as a result of exposure to Trade Center dust. He said it should be left for a jury to decide the facts of each case. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of these guys, man. Yeah. Anyways. Look, I'm gonna today's been a slow news day, really. So I'm gonna take I'm gonna take off today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been a Crotch Out Radio Show. Still trying to get some guests for Friday, so keep it real. Fuck the New World Order if you don't believe me. Fuck YouTube. Hope you're alright.